Hello, unknown. Can I help you?
Good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
Okay, I haven't voted yet, but go ahead and ask any questions.
So you will definitely going to vote or very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote?
Yep. Definitely will vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote by polling place on election day, vote by mail with an absentee mail in ballot, or will vote early in person at a designated early voting location?
Voting at one of the common places I vote at.
I'm sorry, what is the choice you selected?
Early voting.
Early voting? Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? African American,
well,
Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
Over 80.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Mike Fasano. Do you have a favorable unfavorable opinion?
Oh, probably a favorable opinion there.
And would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
About who?
Kamala Harris.
Where are they running for? What is the position?
Kamala Harris, the actual vice president, running now for president.
Oh, very unfavorable. I thought you were talking about county ballots.
Okay. How about Chris Noko?
Oh, definitely very favorable.
Thank you. How about Lisa Jaeger?
Very favorable, yes.
How about Jack Mariano?
Oh, very favorable.
About Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Somewhat neutral.
And if you had to decide, would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And last one, Christina Fitzpatrick.
Christy who?
Christina Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzpatrick. Do you know anything on her? I don't.
Christina Fitzpatrick. I think it's favorable.
I believe it's favorable, but I'm not, I want to do more research on that.
And would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you very much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? John Legge or Michelle Mandarin?
I vote for John Legge.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for John Legge?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Lisa Yeager?
Definitely Lisa Yeager.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting for her or probably voting for Lisa Yeager?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Jack Mariano.
Thank you. And would you say definitely or probably voting for Jack Mariano?
Definitely Jack.
We're almost done here. Thank you for your time, for your patience. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager in her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read you a list. First one says, saw a television ad. Next one, received something in the mail. Receive a text message. Receive a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
Lots of mail, and
okay.
TV ads.
Thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Yeager in the election for Pasco County Commission?
Probably a little more favorable.
And would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Basically conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Oh, my wife says very conservative.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh, bachelor's degree and some master's.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye. Yeah.